Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 11th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 34,850 head to be offered, including 12,000 head of yearling steers, 7,200 yearling heifers, 10,000 wean calves, and 4,300 beef dairy crosses. For more details about this offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, feedlots did accomplish what they set out to do, and that was to raise cash prices last week. That was accomplished to some degree, but maybe not as much as desired. Live cattle gained a dollar and dressed about $2 higher. Sights will again be set on higher cash due to continued strong demand. Cumulative export sales reached 285,000 metric tons so far this year, and that's up almost 70 metric tons over the same period last year and a record high amount for that period. Now, February hogs need to remain close to cash and able to follow the strength of later contracts. April and later contracts continue to reach new highs as current fundamentals continue to support higher prices. Packers came in a bit more aggressively than anticipated Friday, adding to the bullishness. Exports remain better than expected and may continue to do so as China continues to deal with disease issues, slowing the rebuilding of their herds. The market is overbought technically, but continued support from cash and cutouts will keep traders friendly to the market. Higher wheat trade overnight, adding to Friday's gains. Winter wheat contracts lead ag room strength. The biggest drivers in the wheat market remain traders trying to stay a step ahead of the Russian export restrictions. Export demand for U.S. wheat, winter kill threats in the U.S. and Black Sea, and ideas about spring wheat intentions in the Northern Plains this spring. With mixed fundamentals, it's not surprising to see wheat contracts caught between consolidation and correction. Firmer corn prices overnight as March futures continue to hang near the $5.50 level. The March contract has now traded at $5.50 for eight consecutive sessions, but has only managed one settlement above the $5.50 level. The resistance building at that level has momentum indicators diverging from price as futures made the new highs on Thursday while momentum tips lower. Mixed to higher trade in the soy complex overnight with soybean oil firmer, soy meal weaker, and soybeans with contracts on both sides of unchanged. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, livestock, February live cattle up 27 cents, 116.72, April up 2 at 123.77, March feeder cattle down 122 at 138.27, April was down 47 cents, Friday 142.20, April hogs up $1.80.30, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 6.5 cents, 6.25 1/4, and May was up 7 cents Friday at 6.30, Chicago wheat March up 3 3/4 at 6.41 1/4, May up 4.5 cents, 6.45 3/4, March corn down a penny and a half at 5.48 1/2. May unchanged 5.47 1/2. March soybeans down 5 3/4 at 13.66 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.